is called Town Creek, mm-hmm. but it's just a branch.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other creeks in town?
Oh yeah, we have High Pine Creek, Jones Creek, and it's just a short distance over there to the Tallapoosa River.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that in this county?
Yeah.
Okay, what is a small rise in land called?
A small rise. We would call it a rise.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if it's bigger than that?
It would be a hill.
And if it were extremely big, it would be a?
High hill.
Or even bigger than a high hill?
A mountain.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you turn to open a door with? That's the door?
Knob.
Would you ever use the word knob to mean a rise in land?
No.
Okay. They do in East Tennessee. let's see. What do you call the body of water that's to the south of this part of the country?
You mean the big body of water mm-hmm. to the south? That's
yes, sir.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Okay. Then, with a mountain, what do you call the rocky side that drops off sharply?
A cliff.
All right, and if you had two of those, you'd say you had two?
Cliffs. Mm-hmm.
And up in the mountains, where the road goes between the mountains, what would you call that?
That would be the pass.
All right.
But now that would mean, when you say the pass, you would mean, it generally means the only way to get through the mountains in this area. Mm-hmm. Is that what you were talking about?
I think so. I think that corresponds to my understanding anyway. What would you call in television westerns the thing that the gunfighter might cut in the handle of his gun when he shot a man?
A notch.
Would you ever use notch to mean the same thing as pass?
I don't know. I've never spent any time in the mountains.
All right.
We don't have that to deal with.
What do you call a place where a large amount of water spills over?
A waterfall.
Okay. And a place where boats dock and freight is unloading?
That's a pier.
Okay. You were talking earlier about kinds of roads and so forth, and I should have asked then and didn't. What are some of the common paving surfaces for roads used now?
What we call blacktop.
What is blacktop made of?
Blacktop's made of gravel and coal tar, mm-hmm. asphalt, mm-hmm. so to speak. Asphalt and gravel is what blacktop's made of, and then that's concrete, and that's the only road paving substance I'm familiar with.
All right. Along with what you said earlier, that gets everything that's called for in this question. What would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
Well, in this country, we call them farm-to-market roads, mm-hmm. if it's been paved.
Ah, suppose it's not paved.
See, that's what they called it when they, that's what they called them when they did pay them. Farm-to-market mm-hmm. road building program.
Was that an official government term for it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You would, if you were telling a man the directions north of here, a little bit off the beaten track, you would probably tell him to take the right at so-and-so, and then you would say, now that's a farm-to-market road, mm-hmm. meaning it's not a big highway.
Yeah.
But it has been paved.
And if it were not paved, it would just be a
dirt road.
Yeah, okay. And what about a road that is leads from the public road up to the man's house. It's on his property. That's his
driveway.
Any other term for that?
Not as I know of.
How about a road that you might drive cattle along?
Well, I've never seen one of those. But I've seen many cows driven up and down this road.
Oh, huh.
But a road especially for cows.
Well, just a little place, maybe.
Now,
on a farm.
That would be called the lane.
Mm-hmm. And then in the city, what do you call that paved part where people walk?
Sidewalk.
All right. And do you have a name for the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
No, not as I know of.
Have you ever heard it called anything like parkway or tree lawn or tree? No, okay.